Is Satan have an enemy? He was a greatness to behold. He was the last surviving progeny, the last one this side of the world.
He measured half a mile from tip to tail, silver and black with a powerful fin. They say he could split a mountain in two. That's how we got the Grand Canyon.
The last great American whale.
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 The last great American whale. Some say they saw him at the Great Lakes. Some say they saw him off the coast of Florida. My mother said she saw him in Chinatown. But you can't believe always, can't always trust your mother. She's a lying bitch.
Well, you know, I heard that off the Carolinas, the sun shines brightly in the day, and the lighthouses glow ghostly in the night. The chief of a local tribe had killed a racist mayor's son. He's been on death row since 1958.
The mayor's kid was a rowdy pig, spit on Indians, and worse. The old chief buried a hatchet in his head, like compared to his death to what seemed worse.
The tribal brothers gathered in the lighthouse to sing and tried to conjure up a storm of rain. The harbor parted, and the great white whale sprang full up and caused a huge tidal wave.
The wave crushed the jail and freed the chief. The tribe let out a roar. The whites were drowned. The browns and reds set free. But sadly, one thing more.
Some local yokel member of the NRA kept a bazooka in his living room. And thinking he had the chief in his sight, he blew the whale's brains out with a lead harpoon. The last great American whale, that is.
Last great American whale.
Last great American whale.
The last great American whale. The last great American whale. Well, Americans don't care for much of anything. Land and water the least. And animal life is low on the totem pole, with human life not worth more than infected yeast.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, Americans don't care too much for beauty. They'll shit in a river, dump battery acid in a stream, watch dead rats wash up on the beach, and complain that they can't swim.
They'll say things are done for the majority, but don't believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. It's a lot of like what my painter friend Donald said. Stick a fork in their ass and turn them over. They're done. Thank you.